You're listening to SBS News.
That's Brahms' Academic Festival Overture, performed by the Australian World Orchestra. Since its inaugural concert series in 2011, the AWO has performed to audiences in Australia, India and Singapore. The orchestra consists of 90 musicians, many currently playing overseas, in some of the world's leading orchestras, including the Berlin and Vienna Philharmonic, Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the London Symphony Orchestra, among others. Australia's international players will perform with state orchestras, bringing the total number of musicians to over 100, all performing together in the one place. The AWO CEO, Gabrielle Thompson, says the concert series is a must-do for many of Australia's top musicians.
And because many of them are so senior in their orchestras, they are able to take time off when they want. They just put it in a year in advance and say, I just won't be there that week, and they are principals and they are concert masters. We also recognise that there are a lot of amazing musicians who don't go overseas or have gone overseas and come back. So we try to make it a 50-50 international domestic, but it's domestic from all around Australia.
Mina Lojeski is a cellist who regularly performs with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and will also perform this year with the AWO. She also founded the Melbourne-based Affinity Quartet, which has toured internationally. Ms. Lojeski says Australian musicians are in a unique position, drawing from both traditional European styles as well as contemporary Australian compositions.
The Australian tradition of classical music is incredibly strong, incredibly vibrant, and really exciting to be part of. Classical music will always have a place. I'm constantly struck by how many wonderful works there are. There'll never be a shortage of great music being composed, whether it's historic or being composed today. I feel like classical music is stronger than ever.
The orchestra has also performed overseas, most recently at a concert in Kerala as part of their second tour to India. Proceeds from the concert were used to conduct musical workshops with Indian musicians and also with autistic children as part of the orchestra's education program. Ms. Thompson says India's long traditional music culture makes it a perfect fit for the orchestra's education programs.
They're such a musical country, and they're so open to listening to different types of music and bringing it into their culture. So we've learned a lot about Carnatic music as a result. Every time we go, we always leave in Western instruments with the people that we work with. So even, for example, with the Autistic Society, we left just percussion instruments because that is the easiest thing for them to use.
Stanley Dodds was raised in Australia and has been playing the violin since he was 4 years old, but has lived overseas for 35 years. A dual German-Australian citizen, he is now based in Berlin, where he is a violinist with Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and also a freelance conductor. From a musical family, his brother Daniel Dodds is also a professional classical musician based in Switzerland. The two brothers will return to Australia, both participating in the AWO, which provides a much-needed reconnection with their Australian roots and an opportunity for the two brothers to work together, Stanley Dodds explains.
We're from a family of five siblings, all of whom play violin, and four of us have actually gone on to make music our professions in various places around the world. I'm in Berlin, Dan's in Lucerne. I have a sister who's a concertmaster in Rudolstadt, which is in Germany, and another sister who runs a string school in Armidale in New South Wales.
As for the future of classical music in an age where social media and the internet dominate our leisure time, Mr. Dodds says the genre gives people an opportunity to reflect in a way that modern distractions cannot.
If you want to spend a bit of time away from everything which is high speed and hectic and spend a bit of time reflecting and perhaps paying attention to some of the more inner workings of the human being and the human soul, and I think classical music provides a great deal of pleasure there. I mean, it's you're right when you say that the fast pace of today's media world can be a huge distraction, but on the other hand can also be quite tiring.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.